Senior Sergeant Gavin Marsh is the Disaster Management Coordinator for the Moreton District, and he's joining us today to talk about the upcoming storm season. Good morning, Senior Sergeant Gavin Marsh. What a mouthful.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, today we're going to be talking about your role in the upcoming storm season. Tell us a little bit about this. With this high weather risk season and the number of storms regularly, how can we be better prepared?
Well, my role is to support community, council and other government departments to come together and make sure that we can better respond to, prepare for and, I guess, recover from those incidents that we see and seem to see more regularly over the past couple of years. So we've just had storms, and the ability for everybody to understand what's going on, make informed decisions so that they can keep themselves and their families safe is very important.
Absolutely. Now, Gavin, if I may.
Please.
You had a great get ready little information source very shortly, or a little while ago. How did that go?
Yeah, we had the Bribey Island Expo, Emergency Services Expo, yeah, where we had a large number of different emergency services, community groups and government agencies all come together over on Bribey Island to inform the community about how they could better prepare for their homes and better prepare for, say, the bushfire risk or storm season. Queensland Reconstruction Authority provided some information on how people could put together an emergency pack, mm-hmm, and just different things like that. So it's really handy to make sure that you're across things. And it also allowed people to understand where they can get accurate information from so that they can make decisions at the time that suits their family and what they need to do.
Now, Senior Sergeant Gavin, where can people keep up to date with any disaster in the Moreton area?
What's one thing that the council's done really well, and a lot of councils have done that, is the disaster dashboard. They've got a disaster dashboard for Moreton that links in, and it's a one-stop shop for a lot of things. So it'll bring in feeds from Rural Fire, from the Bureau of Meteorology, from police, ambulance and the Queensland Fire Department, so that we can all understand what's going on and how everything's coming across. So it'll feed in where roads are closed. It'll feed what's going on in relation to evacuation centres or places of refuge. So it's a great one-stop shop. And on top of that, Moreton Council, or sort of City of Moreton Bay, offers a Moreton Alert service. So it's an opt-in service that they can register for, which will provide them warnings, information, so that they can then check on things and understand what the threats are going on.
Now, That is a phone call, isn't it, that Moreton Alert?
Moreton Alert will come out as either to a landline phone call, mm-hmm, or it will come out as a text message.
Yep.
And it'll give you warnings like storm warnings and all that, but it gives you general information, and then it'll it prompts you to go to a point of truth site. So it might be for bushfire, it might be the Queensland Rural Fire Department's website, or it might be for storm, the Bureau of Meteorology.
Okay. Now, Senior Sergeant Gavin, have you got any final words for us, for our listeners? Because we do talk about this often, but I still sort of get that feeling that we need the prompt closer to the point of action.
Oh, look, one thing that you can always concentrate on is making sure that you've got your family organised. If we can turn around and get your family organised and be prepared for either that blackout that's going to come, making sure you've got a radio and some torches, making sure that if you're in an area of risk for bushfire, that you know that you can grab a few things, get in the car and get out and get to a place of safety. Mm-hmm. Understanding your risks and understanding your local environment will allow you to keep yourself and your family safe during this high-risk weather season. We saw last year with Tropical Cyclone Alfred that we're not immune to large-scale events. And over the last few years, we've seen large-scale weather events impact us. We've seen significant flooding across the area. So understanding and then making sure that you make those decisions that maybe you don't need to go outside, that you can actually stay inside and keep your family safe and shelter in place.
Okay. Now, just take ESC. Just the other day, Gavin, I mean, how incredible did that happen and what damage did it do? They've come together beautifully though, haven't they?
Oh, look, that's one thing that really, I guess, motivates me to work in this environment is even though we see some disasters hitting the community, the ability for the community and government departments and organisations and councils to come together and actually really support each other to, I guess, weather the storm and come out and recover from what is sometimes a very serious incident.
Absolutely. Look, Senior Sergeant Marsh, we have spoken, as I said before, spoken about this a lot, but I really do appreciate you joining 101.5 to keep our community connected. And if listeners, if you'd like to hear this interview again, and you can go to other police service public safety messages as well on 101.5fm.com.au. Senior Sergeant Gavin Marsh, thanks for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
No problems, Rosemary. Thank you.